Goran Ivanišević is the men's champion at Wimbledon, defeating Patrick Rafter in five sets, 6-3, 3-6, 6-3, 2-6, 9-7. The final was played a day late because of rain. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
It's a lot of tennis in one match there.
Oh, but what a great match and what a great ending. I'm old and jaded, and I don't get chills very often at this point in my life, but when Ivanišević finally converted his fourth match point in his fourth Wimbledon final after losing the first three, after having to get into the tournament this year as a wild card, which means he didn't even qualify based on his ranking, and then he wins the whole thing finally at this stage of his career, crying on the court. It was a great, great moment. Nothing against Patrick Rafter, who's one of the really good guys in sports and played a great match and made it a great final, but you couldn't help but feel just great for Ivanišević. He deserved it, and it's a wonderful story. It really is.
Rafter got there by beating Andre Agassi in the semifinal, and quite a flame out by Agassi.
Yeah, Agassi was the opposite of Ivanišević and Rafter, who showed so much class throughout the whole thing. He did a John McEnroe circa 1980, hitting balls at lines, women, cursing people, total meltdown. And really, you have to respect what Agassi has done, revitalizing his career so late at the age of 31, which is old in tennis. But he's like the Teflon tennis player. No matter how poorly he behaves, he's allowed to get away with it. He should be fined and perhaps suspended for the way he behaved in that match.
And you thought we'd be talking about Pete Sampras, but we're not.
Well, you know, Pete won seven Wimbledons in 8 years, but he's at a point now where if he's going to be a serious contender, he lost in the fourth round, ever again in any major championship, he needs to undertake an Andre Agassi-type fitness program because he's almost 30, and it's just not going to get done on serve and volley for him anymore.
Venus Williams won the women's title yesterday, beating another Belgian phenom.
Yeah, these two Belgian teenagers, Justine Henin and Kim Clijsters, who lost the French Open final to Jennifer Capriati, are going to be heard from. Henin's interesting because she's tiny by women's tennis standards these days, 5'5", 110 pounds, but she really slugs the ball. She surprised Capriati in the semifinals, ending her Grand Slam run, and then gave Venus Williams a good match in the final before Williams simply overpowered her at the end.
So you don't have that Grand Slam story now?
No, we don't. But, I think for Jennifer Capriati, ultimately, it might be good for her that we don't have that Grand Slam story, because if she had won Wimbledon and gotten to New York with a possible Grand Slam facing her, the media pressure would have just been unbelievable. And I don't think she needs that again in her life. Let her have her two Grand Slam titles this year and keep on playing the way she's been playing, and she'll be just fine.
Besides, we still have the Williams sisters.
And the Williams sisters will fill our notebooks, won't they? Serena loses in the quarterfinals to Capriati, and that's another one of her mysterious illnesses or injuries that always crop up when she loses a match. She's never really lost a match, you know. It's just been an injury or something. And then Venus, who's been the invisible woman all year, turns around, wins her second straight Wimbledon without any grass court practice leading up to it, and now she's won three out of the last five Grand Slam titles, and she's talking about retiring at 21. So they certainly give us plenty to write about and talk about all the time, don't they?
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of Hard Courts.